A top Trump administration figure is now on trial here in Washington. That's former presidential advisor Steve Bannon. Prosecutors accuse Bannon of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the panel investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. NPR's Carrie Johnson joins us from the federal courthouse. Carrie, what's been going on there today?
We've got dozens of potential prospective jurors who filed into the courthouse just down the street from the Capitol, Juana. They've been answering questions such as whether they've ever written or said anything about the defendant, Steve Bannon. They've also been asked about whether they've watched or read any coverage of the House Select Committee hearings about January 6th. They've been patiently waiting in the hallways here all day, reading their phones or books or magazines.
Okay, get us up to speed, Carrie. Remind us, what charges is Steve Bannon facing?
Sure, this is a pretty simple case, just two counts of criminal contempt of Congress for blowing off the House panel's demands for documents and testimony about the January 6th siege on the Capitol. Bannon says he was following orders from former President Trump, who asserted executive privilege, but Judge Carl Nichols, an appointee of President Trump, didn't see it that way. For one thing, Trump's lawyer says that isn't what happened. The privilege is supposed to protect confidential conversations among people inside the government. But Bannon had already been gone from the White House for over a year. And one more thing, the current president, Joe Biden, has said the privilege should not shield information about the Capitol rioters or those who may have helped plot the worst attack on the government since the War of 1812.
Okay, Carrie, you said this is a pretty simple case. What could we see happen next?
Yeah, opening statements are likely Tuesday, and this is going to be a speedy trial. Prosecutors have only a few witnesses. They include an FBI agent and the general counsel of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. The whole government case could take about a day, maybe less time than it took to select a jury here. And it's still not clear if Steve Bannon is going to testify in his own defense or what that defense might be. Right now, it seems the lawyers may argue that Bannon misunderstood the deadline to comply with Congress. But just last week, the judge hinted it's not entirely clear why this case is going to trial.
Okay, Carrie, so even though Bannon didn't comply with the subpoena, we've been watching these hearings. The committee has still shown footage of Steve Bannon. He's been talked about at the hearings this summer. What might Steve Bannon know that would be important or relevant to the House investigation?
Just last week, this House panel told us that on January 5th, 2021, a day before the insurrection, they found phone records that suggest Bannon had at least two phone calls with former President Trump. After the first call with Trump, Bannon made some remarks on his podcast called The War Room. Here's what Bannon said that day.
All hell is going to break loose tomorrow. It's going to be moving. It's going to be quick. And all I can say is strap in. The War Room, a posse. You have made this happen, and tomorrow it's game day.
House investigators want to know, Juana, how Bannon came to believe all hell was going to break loose the next day, and whether he was more involved in the planning of the riot, which of course left more than 140 law enforcement officers injured and several people dead in the days that followed. Still, lots of questions for Steve Bannon. Not clear we're going to get answers.
NPR's Carrie Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you.